IKEA opens its first store in New York City in just 3 weeks. Millions of New Yorkers know IKEA from trips to outlets in the suburbs. But as WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports, this store will be different.
Every IKEA ever built in America, there are 34 of them now, is next to a busy highway. But the 35th IKEA in Red Hook, Brooklyn, is close to a mile from the nearest highway. It sits on a pier overlooking New York Harbor.
And here we're close to one of the gantry cranes, and what we also have are some of the other tools and equipment that were used in the old shipyard days.
IKEA's Joseph Roth. He's been playing guide to the visiting press corps lately. The crown jewel on the tour is a 6.5-acre park, which includes mementos from the area's maritime past. Nearby, on a barge in the mucky water, construction workers are pouring gravel for a new pier.
They are constructing the dock where the water taxi will actually dock here at IKEA Brooklyn.
If you could stand with the workmen at the end of that dock, you'd see this familiar form, a gigantic royal blue box with a yellow ribbon around the top. And in the upper right corner, the word IKEA. Inside the box, new employee Shonda Washington has been building display racks as forklifts zoom around the halls, carrying IKEA's famous flat-pack furniture. When a store this big gets built, it has a gravitational pull that can be felt for miles away by job seekers.
Actually, I live in the Bronx. I take 2 buses and a train.
How long does it take you?
Maybe about an hour and a half.
In the next few weeks, IKEA will finish hiring about 560 workers. As a gesture to the community, IKEA gave locals a 3-week head start, but it won't say how many Red Hook residents it's actually hired. What is clear is that with 346,000 square feet of cheap furniture, they'll be busy. IKEA will be the biggest big box store in the city, almost 3 times the size of the biggest BJ's or Home Depot.
Red Hook has been a sleepy community. It's going to wake up starting June 18th.
That's Sam Schwartz, IKEA's traffic guru. He estimates the new store could get as many as 17,000 visitors on a busy weekend. So with no nearby subway or highway, how does IKEA plan to get them into the store?
There will be free ferry service from Wall Street Pier 11. 2 bus lines have been extended to go actually into IKEA. In addition, IKEA is providing the free shuttle. Bike riders will have parking in a couple of locations.
It's a public transit experiment, and Schwartz isn't particularly optimistic. He figures 85 to 90% of visitors will come by car. Eventually, he hopes, 4 in 10 may come by bus, boat, or bike. Whatever the breakdown, the ferry and the shuttle represent a major expense at a time when all housing-related businesses are hurting. Lowe's and Home Depot both posted sharp quarterly losses last week, and Home Depot has shelved plans for a big store in East Harlem. IKEA's a little bit different. It's privately held. And without shareholders to answer to, Joseph Roth says, IKEA can think long-term and ride out the shaky economy. And now, after 6 years of noisy planning battles that divided the neighborhood, it's becoming clear that IKEA is just going to be a fact of life in Red Hook. Like barnacles on a whale, local businesses expect a good ride.
Even just with their build-up, with the sort of staff that's been in here for the last month or two, we've seen a tremendous difference already.
Chris Byrne owns Rocky Sullivan's on Van Dyke Street. If you turn around on your bar stool, you can see the top of the big blue box. For Byrne, all that added transportation is like finding a $100 bill in the gutter.
Friends of mine from other parts of the city, that to them going to Red Hook is like going to Siberia or something. Well, now they can just get on the water taxi. And drunks love a nice ride on the water, like after they've had a few pints. So I think it'll work out.
The first ferry sets sail for Red Hook on June 18th. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.